Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast for Friday morning, April 3rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Data Vault AI DVLT partners with Demora Foundation to power K-Entertainment tokenization platform. Data Vault AI partners with Demora Foundation to power the K-Entertainment tokenization platform. The technology integration agreement designates Data Vault AI as the official AI data intelligence and RWA tokenization technology partner for the K-Entertainment and K-Wave global platform. This collaboration aims to tokenize various K-Entertainment assets, such as K-pop concert revenues, K-drama royalties, and more, targeting a market supported by over 200 million global Hallyu fans.
D-Line Holdings BLNE reports 127% revenue growth and key milestones achieved in Q4 2025. D-Line Holdings Inc. reported 127% year-over-year revenue growth in Q4 2025, reaching $2.50 million in net revenue. Mortgage originations rose by $44.70 million, with average revenue per loan up by 31% and cost per loan down by 18%. The company also introduced Beeline Equity, a blockchain platform for accessing home equity. Debt-free and poised for expansion, Beeline anticipates accelerated revenue growth in 2026.
Web3 Media Breaks. Data Vault AI Inc. partners with Demora Foundation to power K-Entertainment tokenization platform. Web3 Media Breaks reports that Data Vault AI Inc. has partnered with Demora Foundation to power the K-Entertainment tokenization platform. This technology integration agreement will see Data Vault AI as the AI data tokenization new data intelligence and one way to improve the AI tokenization. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.